Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the H1 FY26 earnings conference call of BAW Engineering Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements which are based on beliefs, opinions and expectations of the company as of the date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risk and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need any assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rohan Prakash Ladi, Managing Director from BAW Engineering. Thank you, and over to you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, the line of management has been disconnected. Please stay connected till we get them reconnected.
Hello.
You can go ahead.
Okay, I'll start. Good afternoon, everyone. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all to BAW Engineering Limited earnings conference call for the first half of FY26. I am joined today by our CFO, Mr. Yogesh Dharekar, and our investor relations team from Adfactors PR. Before we begin, I would like to take a moment to acknowledge and thank all our stakeholders, our customers, employees, partners, bankers and investors for their continued trust and support. Your encouragement has been instrumental in helping BAW sustain its growth momentum and execute our long-term visions. Prior to this call, we have uploaded the updated presentation. I believe you had the opportunity to go through it. To start with, I would like to provide a concise summary of who we are, the market dynamics, where we are navigating, key research achievements, and our strategic outlook. BAW has made strong progress over the past year. Founded in 2011, we have established ourselves as a leading designer and manufacturer of process equipment for the pharmaceutical, chemical, and specialty chemical industry. Our product portfolio spans 9 categories, 6 in the dryers and 3 in filters, is designed for high performance, quality, and customization. We currently enjoy a market share of approximately 40% in our segment. Our equipments are widely used across pharmaceuticals, soil application, plant chemicals, agrochemicals, pesticide, dyes, and food processing as well. As an ASME, you are an RSTAMP certified manager since 2016 and a listed entity on the NSE SME platform since 2021. We remain committed to innovation, precision, and customer satisfaction. Today, our products reach global markets, including Japan, Germany, Israel, US, and Southeast Asia. Now, coming to the market environment and demand trends, the demand environment remains encouraging over the past 6 months. We have witnessed a pickup in capital expenditure from the pharma and agrochemical sector, both domestically and globally. Post-pandemic normalization and capacity modernization among key customers are translating into healthy inquiry flows. We continue to enjoy long-standing relationships with our very, very medical customers such as Aurobindo, Lupin, Dramel, Dr. Reddy's, and many else like those. Our deep engineering capabilities, consistent quality, and stainless steel specialization have helped us maintain a strong policy position in this niche with an estimated 40% market share in our core segment. While the industry continues to experience some volatility in the raw material prices, our proactive procurement and disciplined cost management practices have helped preserve profitability. We are also strategically balancing growth and margin optimization and take a pragmatic approach to secure large strategic orders, even if it means temporary margin dilution. Coming to the operational and strategic developments, we have successfully delivered a set of lab scale equipment to one of our valued clients, reinforcing BAW's strong capabilities in supporting research and development initiatives in the pharmaceutical and chemical industry. The delivery included a small lab scale agitated nuts with a dryer, a small lab-scale 5-liter cantilever auto-mower vacuum pilot dryer, and an agitated pan dryer. We are also pleased to share that BW has successfully manufactured a fully integrated Otocon vacuum dryer system with a 3 kilo gross capacity, specifically designed to meet the high quality and stringent regulatory requirements of pharmaceutical and API manufacturing. During this period, we made significant progress on our capacity expansions. Our new manufacturing facility, which is now completed, is expected to be fully operational by the mid of July 2025. Once commissioned, this plant will nearly double our production capacity, allow us to enhance throughput, reduce lead times, and serve a broader product range. The new facility is expected to contribute around 50 CR in the FY26 with a peak potential of 100 CR annually as utilization level ramps up. We are already seeing the benefits of input efficiency and a layout optimization, which will strengthen our competitiveness against larger peers. In terms of product portfolio, BW has successfully re-entered the reactor manufacturing space and introduced continuous dryer systems as well, and expanding our addressable market in the pharmaceutical and specialty chemical sector. This addition, coupled with our proven filter dryer expertise, position us well as a full-range solution provider for the process engineering needs. Coming to the performance overview of the first half of FY26, the first half was a period of solid execution for BW Engineering. We maintained our growth trajectory in line with our annual guidance, supported by strong order inflows from both domestic and the international market. Revenue for H1 FY26 grew meaningfully year-on-year, driven by improved execution of existing orders and initial contributions from our new manufacturing facility. Margin remains steady despite fluctuations in stainless steel and nickel alloy prices, reflecting our efforts towards cost optimization and efficient project management. Our order book continues to remain robust at close to around 80 CR, with an additionally 15 to 20 CR worth of bids in advanced stages. Importantly, the quality of our order book remains healthy, with a continuous focus on high-value stainless steel-based equipment, particularly filter dryers, which account for roughly 70% of our ongoing projects. For the full year FY26, we remain on track to achieve our revenue guidance of 175 CR, representing strong double-digit growth over FY25, the new facility contributing from H2 onwards and order execution accelerating. We expect a stronger second half as well. Margins are expected to remain broadly stable compared to the FY25 levels, with further upside likely in FY26 once operating leverage from the new plant fully kicks in. We are also targeting a return to the 2020% EBITDA margin range in the medium term. Looking ahead to the FY27, we have set a revenue target of 300 CR subjected to demand continuity and global market stability. The medium-term growth will be driven by our expanded manufacturing base, a differentiated product portfolio, and continued export expansions. Coming to the financial performance of the half year, the revenue for operations for the half year was around rupees 87.1 CR in HY FY26, as against of rupees 51.1 CR in HY FY27. So year-on-year increase of 70% by strong execution of orders, improved demand from key sectors like pharmaceuticals and specialty chemicals, and better capacity utilization. The EBITDA was at rupees 11.7 CR in HY FY26, as against rupees 10.6 CR in H1 FY25, increase of 10.3% year-on-year, reflecting better operating leverage and cost discipline. EBITDA margin was at 13.43% in HY FY26. Profit after tax stood at rupees 6.23 crores in HY FY26, as compared to rupees 6.02 CR in H1 FY25, so year increase of 3.4 CR. The PAT margin was at 7.15% in H1 FY26. Earnings per share stood at rupees 4.78 in HY FY26, compared to rupees 4.61 in HY FY25, so year increase of 3.69%. That's it from me. I'm happy to open the floor for any questions you may have. Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Harshit from RoboCap. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to ask, how do we see the margins going forward? Like, do you have any guidance?
See, right now, as I told, the expansion which we had, it is almost, the expansion has been completed right now. So earlier, due to lack of space and everything, we were not able to grab a lot of orders which were also having a better margins, and also a lot of customers were expecting us to deliver those orders in a very less time period. So considering the time period, we were not able to match the customer expectations. But now the new expansion coming in, so we will be able to deliver the equipments at much faster rate, and due to that we would be able to achieve much better margins. Right now, any equipment for manufacturing takes us around 5 to 6 months. So that will be coming down to 3 to 4 months. So definitely that will help us to improve our margins going ahead. And also, as I told, we also entered into the different segments also. Earlier we were into only filter and dryer segment. So now we are entered into reactors and mixer segments also. So that also will help us to improve our margins much better.
Got it. So with all the expansions coming in, how do you see your working capital going forward? Do you have any outlook as such?
Sorry, outlook what?
Outlook regarding working capital or your inventory days.
Yeah, definitely inventory days. As I told you, once the right now situation was, it is taking us around 6 months to deliver the equipment. So the inventory days are also on the higher side. But now, the delivery will also start coming down. So because of that, the inventory days will also come down drastically. So definitely we'll see a lot of improvement there also.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of C.A. Garvit Goyal from Invest Analytical Advisory LLP. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes. Yes.
So my question is regarding the margin side. So last year our OP margin around was 15%, and in first half it was 13%. So can we imagine that in next half our margin will improve drastically?
No, so the margins for the second half of the year will pretty much remain the same, which is right now. Because right now, as I told, since we are attracting higher turnovers, so with respect to the higher turnovers, sometimes we have to capitalize on the low margin orders also. We can't just target big margin orders also. Definitely big margin orders also we are targeting. But even though if we see a good quantum big order or something coming in, and if it is a little bit less margin, so yes, we have to grab those orders considering the turnovers also. So the margin will be pretty much the same.
But at the beginning of the financial year, we mentioned that we will be doing like around 15-16% kind of EBITDA for this year. But first half, we are sitting at 14%. And now you are saying for the second half also, we will be in the line of 13% only. Or maybe, I don't know, means how...
See, yeah, definitely, I said that. But again, it's like...
Margins have almost become half, sir. We used to be at 21% kind of margins. Now we are like talking about 13% kind of margins. So I'm not able to understand, like, I agree we have to grow, but that growth acquisition
was... last year, I would say, see, there is a whatever revenue you see, what we do, if you see compare the last year what we did, the margins were better because the last year almost 40% of our orders were of nickel alloy steel. So if you see the nickel alloy steel as compared to stainless steel, the nickel alloy gives you better margins and better prices also. But this year the nickel alloy business has been a little bit on the lower side. So because of that, the margins have reduced as compared to the last year. And also, there was fluctuation in stainless steel prices. The stainless steel prices last year were pretty much on the higher side as compared to this year. They are on the lower side. And also, at the start of this year, I think I would say the pharma business was not that picking up. It has picked up in last 3-4 months, but it took some time to pick up. So considering that there were not two big greenfield projects also going on. So considering all that, though, definitely the margin has taken, it's on the lesser side if you compare to the last year.
Understood. So for right now, you are saying H2 will be like 13% kind of EBITDA margin.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you mentioned about 300 CR growth target for next year. Means what is giving you the confidence that like it is a significant jump, right, from 175? And that first half only like we did around 87 CR. So 175 CR, is it a conservative number because second half is generally better than first half, sir?
Yeah, we have given a little bit conservative number. We will definitely try to do much better, but you can take it as a conservative figure right now going ahead.
Okay, and at least margins will not fall below 13%, that we can accept.
We will definitely try to maintain the same what we did right now.
Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you very
much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Keshav from BHS Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity. So the top line is a real surprise, very pleasant surprise. We've got 87 crores of top line for the first half. Normally the first half is tepid and second half we do better. So 87 crores is great. Now what we have guided in the annual report is we are going to do 200 crores of sales. This is what is there in the annual report which I have read and I am repeating to you, and a 20% EBITDA margin. And for next year you guided for 300 crores of sales and 20% plus EBITDA margin. And secondly, I understand that you mentioned that you are going to only do 13 and not 20. I want to understand why the inventory and receivables have gone up. So basically the policy when Prakash Lade sir was alive, that we deliver a product to a client only after the full money comes in. So do you deliver product first and then expect the money to come in? Can you tell me why the receivables have gone up, why the inventory has gone up, and what are you doing to get it down?
See, inventories, I told you, have gone up because of the delivery lines which we are currently doing. As I told you, it is around 6 to 7 months. So considering that, the inventory days have gone up, and since the turnover is also increasing, so to maintain the delivery, whatever delivery we are committing to the customers, in order to maintain that, we have to keep inventories also. If we are not able to keep the inventories, we won't be able to deliver the equipments also, even in 6 to 7 months also. So considering that, the inventory is on the higher side. And the receivables, I think, since it was half year ending, so a lot of equipments were dispatched without waiting for the payments, because a lot of customers majorly delay the payments or we wait for the payments to get and then only we dispatch. But considering the half year, we had to dispatch, and most of the customers are our regular customers, so we are rest assured about the payment that we will get those receivables well on time.
So basically what we are saying, sir, that you dispatch the product. So this is your quarter, half year ending 30th September, and right now we are on 16th November. So all those people who got the machines, have they paid by 16th November, or there are still some outstandings as we speak?
Yes, some are there. Most of
30th September.
Yes. Most of them have cleared it out. Some of them are still pending, but majority of it has been received.
So now you also mentioned that For the next year, we are looking at 300 crores. Your production cycle, which is now 6 months, will come down to three and a half months because you'll be getting the benefits of the new plant which has come up. So can you just expand on that? How are you expecting the EBITDA margins to go up from 13 to 20% in the next year for financial year 26-27? How are you achieving that and how are you getting down the production cycle from 6 months to 3 months, 3.5 months? Can you just explain that? I'm not very clear about it, sir.
Earlier, as I told you, it is taking us 6 to 7 months now to manufacture any product.
Right.
And the reason was we were not able to take more orders in because of the space issues also. And with respect to the manpower also, we can depute the manpower, but space was a concern for us. But now the space coming in, we would be able to put more manpower on it. And we would be able to deliver the same equipment in lesser time to the customers. So what that does is that improves our margins also, because same equipment, same price will take, earlier used to take 6 months, and now the same equipment, same price will take 3 months. So definitely the margins will be much better considering the delivery time is getting shorter. And also right now the inventory is also higher because of that. So that also will come down. So you will see a better reduction in inventory days also as respect to right now. And with respect to the manufacturing, with not only the place coming in, we are also trying to bring a lot of machineries also, which can help us to improve our product quality much better than earlier what we are doing now. So that will we are going to put automated cutting machine also. And then we are going to further increase our machine shop capabilities also. So considering all those things, definitely that is what is guiding us to achieve that target.
So you are now guiding for the next year 300 crores of sales broadly and a 20% EBITDA margin. Can we take that as guidance for the next year? This is what we had mentioned in the annual report.
See, definitely we want to achieve around 20%, but again it depends on the market also, how the market is selling. If the market is pretty steady, then definitely we will be able to achieve those margins.
Okay, thank you. That's all from my side. Wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Santosh Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I have a couple of questions. I have seen this input cost fluctuating. How do you see input costs going forward? When do you see these input costs stabilizing? That's my first question.
See, generally, input cost, again, definitely the prices are fluctuating with respect to the market also. But we try to, with respect to the order book, whatever order book is coming in, with respect to that, we try to maintain the input cost also. And we try to keep the stock also at our end so that we won't end up buying at very high cost also.
Okay, so at what stage we do our procurement for any order? Could you give some?
See, generally, when an order comes and whatever timelines we are giving, say 6 months, we are giving a timeline. So we know that if we don't start once the order is issued, and if we don't start within 2 or 3 weeks' time, we won't be able to complete that order. So initially, to start the manufacturing, Whatever raw material is required, we will initially get that in the first month itself. So the majority of the raw material for the manufacturing of that equipment, I would say 60 to 70% of the raw material is brought up in the first month itself.
Why not all, actually? There are
certain components which unnecessarily, if we bring in right now at the first stage itself, they will be creating a stock and an inventory for no reason, and it will lie in my store as it is in that condition. So it is better to get it when it is actually required, because again there are a lot of bought outs also in that, which has some guarantees and warranties.
So if we get it at our end, the guarantee warranty will start from the date it is received, which we don't want that to happen. So we try to stretch as much as possible with respect to the bought outs also.
Okay, understand. My other question is related to receivables. Again, I think partially it is answered, But yeah, it is a concern actually. It is tripled, right, if you look at the in terms of volume. So how do we see this when we hit like 300 kind of crores of turnover? How would it look like, So how are we going to manage that,
I think going ahead, the receivable days will also be pretty much less, because right now what is happening, we are also taking time to manufacture. So accordingly, the customer, so we are not able to give much time to the customer also. But once we reduce our delivery times, we would be much earlier asking for payment to the customer also, and we will be informing the customer, and also that we will be ready with your equipments much before than what we had expected. So later on that we should keep customer also well informed in time, so that later on he should not be taking much more time to clear the payments, clear the receivables also. So considering that, I think definitely receivable days will also be coming down. But with some of the customers, they have some terms, different terms. So some of the customers, some big customer, corporate customer, they are taking some 90 days also. So again, depending on the volumes, if a particular customer is a big corporate customer and he is giving you a bigger volume, so sometimes you have to accept those kind of terms also.
Okay. I have another question related to this new facility, right? I understand because of new facility, my ROC is dropping, but it is dropping for quite some time, right? What is the plan to go back to the like original ROC, what we used to have, right, in the past?
Yogesh, are you there on the line?
This return on capital will be will improve gradually, not suddenly, because that plant and its cost of capitalization will recover slowly. Then only this ROC will go on, keep on increasing or improving.
Okay, got it. My last question, maybe I would like to hear industry commentary more, what you are hearing from your customers. How do we see the market going forward, while you are talking to the customers?
I would say it is pretty much stable right now, and we are seeing some good entry projects coming in from 4-5 big customers going ahead. But we are expecting, means whatever talks we have with our customers, they are also expecting to bring more expansions going ahead in next 2-3 years, definitely. Not only in the pharma but in agro, specialty chemicals also. But again, it depends upon how the overall situation is there in the market, and depending upon that, also the customer will also do the expansion, but the requirements are definitely there.
Okay, got it. Thank you for this opportunity, and have a good luck for the next quarters. Yeah.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sana from Individual Investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Sir, my first question is, what is the current order book position, and how much of it is executable in H2?
Current order book is around close to 80 CR. We are trying to execute the most of those orders in the second half of the year, and going so because right now what our order booking will happen till the end of this month, only those orders will be able to execute mostly by the end of March. Orders coming in the next like December or Jan, we won't be able to execute those orders in the March, so they will go to the next year. But right now what are the order bookings are, most of the 90% of those orders we will be definitely trying to execute it by the before March only.
Okay, and sir, are you seeing any change in the order inflow from the core sectors such as pharma, chemical?
Yes, as I told in my previous question, previous answer, that yeah, we are seeing some good projects coming in from big from pharma customers going in, not only in pharma but agrochemicals also. There also we have some big customers who are putting up projects also. So going ahead, we would see a little bit better, I think a better comparison as compared to the last year with the growth also.
Okay, so then so what is the percentage of revenue which comes from our customized and standard equipment?
See, most of these equipment are pretty much customized equipment only. They are all made to order only. Hardly any equipment you will see that is a standardized equipment. So that is the reason we take so much time to manufacture. If it was a pretty standardized equipment, we would have done it in just a 1 month or 2 month time.
All right, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thanks, you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manoj Sethi from MS Investments. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I have three questions. One, what is the status of the new shed?
The new shed, it is completed. I think I would say 99% is completed. Only some last touch of works are going on. So I think next month we would be mostly starting to run it up with the maximum possibilities we can do. Now the only point remaining in that is these are two neighboring plots, the existing one and the new one. So we are yet to amalgamate it. And we have already put that proposal because with the amalgamation and everything. And we have simultaneously started the work also for that amalgamation. So what that will do is that will further help us to help us for very smooth movement of the raw materials, of the equipments from the new and the old plot as well. So that will further give us additional manufacturing capacity and will further help us to improve our deliveries also.
No, this amalgamation that you've asked for, is it for the neighboring one where that shed was coming up, right?
Yes, yes. So if you see the new expansion and the old one, they are neighboring plots. There is
My question was, sir, this was supposed to be ready by March 25. And now we are in November 25, but still you are saying that it is yet to be commissioned. Why it is taking so much of time?
See, in between, if you see this year, due to rainy season and everything, this year rainy season also lasted too long. And if you see the rainy season period, you hardly were able to work out because the shed has to be constructed. Unless and until the sheds are not constructed, you can't carry out the rest of the work or the concrete work also. So because of 4-5 months in that, the work had been slowed down over there. So that is why I got stressed out.
No, in the last call you had said shed everything has been prepared. So
gone day by day. We are not gone fully. We are gone day by day. So if you see last when we spoke last year, so that time around two bays were completed and the third bay was going on. So now third bay got completed. And there is one store bay also. That also got completed. And other than that, the passage work, all was pending. So that also has got completed now.
So you're welcome to see that data. Okay, now finally, when it is going to be, when will you start doing the work from the new shed?
See, already we have started around some 20% work. We already started from the new shed from 2 months back itself. 20% work only was started because the movement is a bit difficult part since there is no middle way to transfer the job from the old one to the new one. So that's why we started 20%. And now going ahead, we would in another 2 months, 40-50% we will be starting up over there. I think by March, it will be 100% up running.
I hope there will not be further delay, right?
No. Definitely there will be further delays. Definitely.
Okay. My second question is regarding this Hastal Oil, nickel alloy material that you had inventory during the last year, March. Currently, what is the total value of that material we are holding? and how much you are expected to utilize during the current year?
See, we did utilize some of it in the past year also. Not more of it, but little bit we are going to utilize. And this year also, we would be able to utilize somewhere around 10-15% we are going to utilize in this year as well.
I think we had around 20 or 21 crores of that, right?
Yeah, around 20 to 25, somewhere in between we had that.
Okay, now
10% you complete.
No, since you said 10% you must have utilized, so let us say 2 crores if you have utilized. So how much you are expected to utilize in the H2? Is there any orders are there for that material?
Some orders are there for Astroli, but again, as I told you, it depends upon the order flow also, like how much order, as I told you, compared to the last year, this year, the Astroli orders have been less. So we have some inquiries, we have some requirements going on the pipeline. But again, it has to be finalized and all those things have to be done. Then only it can be utilized. So at least another 2-3%, I think it should be able to get utilized by March.
Ranji, now what I'm asking is based on the orders that you have on hand, based on that, how much you are expected to utilize this stock out of, let's say, 22
Maybe another 2 CR would be able to utilize.
Okay, so that means the year end we may be still left with the 20 crores of inventory of that material?
Yes.
Okay, the price of that material has come down or is it stable at whatever the price that we had?
It is stable right now.
So is it at the same price at which we had bought this material a year or so?
It is pretty much the same price, yes.
Okay, now I'm just asking, see, instead of keeping this 20 crores worth of material in our inventory, is it possible to sell it in the market?
It is possible, but what happens in such big quantity, I will have to sell it in the open market. And when you go to sell such in the open market, most of them ask it at very less price. Because again, and most of them are stockists or traders, even if I go to sell it out. So considering that the prices they are offering are less than what I had bought, even though the market, because they also want to add up their margins and sell it in the market, so they don't give us much better prices.
So that means in case if you are not getting good orders having this nickel alloy or astroli, whatever you call them, so you will be forced to continue to hold this stock in our balance sheet.
Yeah, see, we are definitely trying our best to utilize it as much as possible. That's why, as I told you, we are targeting the Astroli orders also. So considering that we were also going ahead over the years, we would definitely try to minimize this stock as much as possible from our end.
But sir, just for the information, was the Bangladesh, order which was supposed to come and which where you were supposed to use this material, Would those orders had this 25 crores worth of Astroli in its order book?
Yes, because it was not just from one customer at that time. It was combining of 4-5 customers at that time. And if you see the previous to 2 years back, the amount of sales which we did in Bangladesh was also close to 30 CR. So considering that only we had planned this.
Okay, fair enough. Sir, my last question is, sir, with due respect to you after having taken over the operation of the company, due to sudden death of your father, I know you're going through a lot of challenges, but based on whatever the interactions we had, it looks like you promise more but deliver less. So one is the margin part. So, maybe you were knowing that you are getting into maybe the reactors and the other, products where the margins are less. So, I don't know, the margins target given were a little bit on the higher side. So, why I'm saying all this is, now you have given a very ambitious target of 300 crores for next financial year. Now, you are expected to close around 160 to 170 crores during the current year. Correct?
Yes.
So, it's almost, very close to double the sale. Right?
So,
tell us, of course, it also depends on the market conditions and so on and so forth. But But is it possible to tell us, based on whatever the feedback you have received from your customers, you know, based on their CapEx projections and all, how much is practically possible in FY27, both the revenue as well as the EBITDA margin?
See, I won't be able to comment exactly the figures on what revenue and what EBITDA we will be able to achieve by the FY27. But yes, the water target we have set is based on whatever we have seen the scenarios in last 4-5 years, how the market has gone up, how the projects have come up. So considering based on that only, we had even with this target, when we had to, we had set this target much earlier, I think 2 years back itself, that based on the flow which happened in past 2-3 years, we didn't expect that growth also to come so fast. So considering that only, we have set these targets. And yes, definitely, we would be trying our level best to achieve those targets and try to be as much as nearby to achieve it.
Okay. Sir, only one small request. In anxiety to meet that target, hope we will not be, you know, taking a low margin orders or trying to supply the material without collecting, you know, even the advance or something. I hope you would also keep the margins also in mind while taking the new orders.
Yeah, definitely. See, even though when I say low margin orders, but definitely we have set a benchmark also for those low margin orders, that how much low we can go in that. We can't go too low where we might end up getting nothing in that. So we also don't want to end up getting those orders where we are hardly getting anything out of it. So definitely we have set a benchmark that, okay, even if you want to target low margin, we have fixed a figure that, okay, this much margin is minimum we can achieve, because that we should not go. And even if we are getting the order at low margin, we will let it go then.
Okay. Sir, now this whatever 250, 300 you want to achieve next year, do you have to do you have to take more debt for the working capital, or is there any plans to do the equity dilution? Since this 20 crores of raw material is lying idle at our place, so do you have to look for any of these options to, you know, raise money to meet your working capital or for any other purpose?
Yeah, definitely. We are thinking of raising again going ahead, because if you want to achieve our targets, definitely we will have to again do some dilutions and raise equities as required going ahead.
Achha. And lastly, sir, if I'm allowed, we were thinking of doing some, you know, job works for one or two U.S. or Canada-based companies, you know, to make products for them.
Yeah, one was a Japanese and one was a U.S.-based, yes.
Correct.
So Canada-based, we have already done some 2-3 jobs till now.
Okay. Okay.
And they have been at a very good margins, definitely. Okay. And with Japanese, we have signed the NDA and very recently exhibited also in one of the exhibitions with them in Japan. So they are also started to approach their customers at their end. And we have manufactured a pilot setup also for them.
Okay.
And we have kept it ready at our end. So whenever they will tell us to ship it out, so we'll ship it at their plant so that they can take price at their customer ends. And once it goes through, we will be expecting some orders from Japan also going ahead.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much for patiently answering all my questions. And I wish you all the best and hope that you will meet our expectations.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Myra Mittal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. My question is that, are there any new product lines or geographies being targeted as a part of your expansion strategy?
See, product line, as I told, we are earlier into only filters and dryers. And now recently we started reactors. We are also targeting different mixers, blenders also. And what we are doing is, like, when you see the complete product line, like, In any process, in pharma or you say chemical, there is a complete process. Means a reactor, filter, dryer, blender, mixer, milling. All these are required in the process. So generally, and along with this, automation, water is required. So we are definitely targeting for turnkey projects also, wherever we are able to get those orders. So that as a package, we are appealing to a lot of customers also to do that. And with respect to different geographies, as I spoke earlier, definitely Japan is the one which we explored right now. And recently we have exhibited in a couple of exhibitions, like in one was in Bangladesh, then we did one in Philippines, one in Jordan also. And right now also we are thinking of participating in Russia going ahead by the end of this year. So yes, definitely again next year we are trying to explore Africa also. So definitely we are trying to target different geographies going ahead.
Okay, sir. And so any in the major certifications your company is working that could, you know, unlock more
we are already a USTAMP holder, USTAMP certification. We're already having one. UR and NB we are already having. And other than that, wherever CE markings are required or any ATEX certifications are required, we're already doing those sort of jobs. And even for Russia, you can say there is GOAT certification is required. If you go in US or in Canada, you require CIS certifications. So those kind of equipments we're already doing. And it's a one-on-one equipment certification. So definitely we are doing that.
Okay.
And also we are doing ISO also right now. So ISO also we are going through right now.
Okay, that's good. Sir, this last question. Sir, any supply chain issues you are facing in the order execution or any customer side constraints you feel are there?
Customer what? Constraint?
Customer side constraints from the customers or any supply chain issues?
Not much. Sometimes it is there, but not much, I would say. Not much. Very, very rare.
Okay. Thank you for that so much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Keisha from BHS Securities. Please go ahead.
Oh, my question is, sir, Prakash Lade, sir, used to attend exhibitions in Jakarta, in Moscow, and he's got 35 crores worth of export orders, where the margins are significantly higher. We are getting dollar orders in export terms. So can we appoint a new chief marketing officer? Can you think on those lines? Who will meet these customers? We have an inquiry already on where Prakash Lade, sir, had done a lot of work with a Japanese buyer. So can you not retouch base with these people and see if we can get some export orders in our books? The second question is, can we not work at a main board migration? We already 3+ years. We have satisfied all the terms which are needed for main board migration. So can we not look at migrating to the main board, and can we not look at giving results every quarter instead of every 6 months, so that we have the investors have a better feel of the company? If there's any change or if there's any positive change, we can inform the investors earlier rather than waiting for 6 months. So these are my two questions. Do you have an export strategy in mind, and can you look at a main board listing?
See, yes, definitely the export market. As I told, we exhibited, after Lade sir demise, we are exhibited in Bangladesh, we exhibited in Philippines, we exhibited in Jordan. So three, four geographies we have already explored, and the reason is that definitely we are targeting these geographies. As I told, even we are targeting Russia also, and Africa region also. And with respect to that, yes, definitely we will be appointing a person who is looking specially into exports going ahead. We are in search of it, and we have identified two, three good person also for that. So definitely we'll be appointing a person who will specially look after the exports also going ahead. And I think, what was the second question you asked?
Second question is main board listing. So if you're listed on the main board, automatically we get better recognition, better visibility vis-a-vis institutional buyers. We get more liquidity in the stock. The market lot is only one share versus the current market lot of 500 shares. So the liquidity becomes buyer, entry exit for the stockholders become buyer. And we also report earnings on a quarterly basis versus half yearly basis right now.
No, definitely we are looking forward to migrate to the main board also. So hopefully we will do that, I think, before the end of financial year.
Thank you so much. I'll be very, very grateful if this happens. And if you have, sir, basically the whole fight is about margins. We have guided for 20% margins. And right now we are at 12-13% margins. So if you can get an export order or export move, which I think those guys want, because our machines are very decidedly technically superior to all the machines. If these guys don't have access to it. So if you can just reach out to those people abroad, we'll definitely get better margins and the entire margin mix will become better. Versus a 13, you'll easily hit 20% plus. So just my humble suggestion, sir.
Yes, sir, definitely. Thank you. Thank you for that. I will look into it,
yeah.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. That's all from mine.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dilip Sahu, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I am currently, if you can tell, looking at the 87 crores that you have done and 80 crores that is pending, what is the export and domestic mix in this 160 or so?
Sir, domestic would be below 20% only.
So most of this 167 crores will be export.
No, sorry, I said it wrong. Domestic, the export will be 20% only, and the rest will be domestic.
Okay, is that good?
Sorry for that.
No, so, looking at the inventory of 145 crores, how much of that in your raw material, how much will be work in progress, and how much will be finished goods?
So exact figures, so I don't have in
roughly,
Yogesh, can you guide on this?
Yeah. Sir, around 26 crores is raw material and around 3 crores is finished goods that is in pilot plant. Rest all materials is semi-finished goods, sir.
So you have a huge finished goods inventory, right?
Yeah.
Yes, semi-finished means lot of equipments are on the floor at various stages. So that is what is that. Those are semi-finished goods.
Yeah, and that is against your 80 crore of orders, I'll assume.
Yes.
And that's it. So that's like 5-6 months of stage that is there already.
Yeah. So most of them we are trying to finish it out before March.
So, if we do, even if we do, say, 15-16% with this kind of inventory and receivable that we see, you're not really making a lot of ROCE because of this. So, is this, from whatever I have heard for the last 45 minutes, you're essentially saying that your volume has to go up and your product mix has to go up, as well as your export and domestic mix has to go up for you to reach that ROC that people are expecting you to do, right? Is that a
Yes.
So, can you give me an idea, how, so, at, say, 250 crores, which is what I am assuming, because you only have 80 crores of orders on hand, and, you need double, like somebody has just pointed out, double that run rate to reach 300. So, it's really tough for me for next year. But as you know, 250 crores, what is the ideal domestic export mix? What is a steel versus, nickel alloy mix? What would drive us to this towards 20% kind of a growth? 20% of ROC, EBITDA margin, operating margin.
I think I spoke on this earlier also, through some other questions also. Same I would say here also that, yes, definitely, right now we are doing only filters and dryers, mostly. So reactors we just started from last half year we have started reactors also. So going ahead, the amount of business which we get from filters and dryers, we are expecting to generate similar amount of business from reactors, from mixers, from blenders, heat exchangers, columns, tanks, going and automation, with all these things coming together, we are expecting that we would be able to double up the figure, and with that, the new expansion coming in, similarly we will be able to reduce the delivery time also. So that is the reason we are expecting that yes, this somehow looks achievable. And obviously, the mix has to be there. Like the hassle orders have to come in at a very big rate. That comes in, that will be very, very much helpful to us. But again, that is not something in our hand. Like, we don't know how much of hassle orders will come in going ahead. But definitely, whatever is there on the plate and whatever is expected to come in, we will try to grab the most of it. So all those combining, we are expecting that we should be able to do that.
Sure, understood. Now, last year we did around 130 crores, next year plans say 260, 250, 300 crores. Now, that's a 100% jump. So how is the sales team geared up for that? Because you would be obviously handling double or triple amount of funnel and pipeline to get to that 300 crores. And I don't know what the kind of hit ratio you have if you win even.
Yeah, definitely we would have to increase the manpower. We would have to increase our machining capabilities. Accordingly, we will have to increase our sales team also so that they would be able to target all the corners, and get the orders from each and every corner. So all these things combining have to come into picture, and then only that will be achievable.
So you are confident that the market is there, and by just increasing the reach and increasing the number of customers touched, your numbers will come in. That you are confident about.
Sorry, what you said?
Are you confident that by just putting more sales guys, you'll be able to hit that 300 crore mark? Is that?
Yeah, because right now, I will tell you what a business which comes into us. We are hardly doing sales and marketing. Hardly do. But what a business has come to us from mouth-to-mouth publicities and because of our reputation with all our customers, and they have approached us directly, and we have just targeted those orders only, and we have got the business from them. We have not personally gone to each and every door and try to get a requirement and convert it into order. So that now we have started. That is the reason prior to this year, we have never participated in so much exhibitions also. Hardly in a year, one or two exhibitions we used to do. This is the first year for us where we have participated in 4 to 5 exhibitions. So that is a marketing activity. And yes, definitely sales also, that's why we started looking for more and more sales guys so that we can cover up all the regions in domestic. And also, as I told earlier, we are looking for our export also. That also we are trying to do as much as possible. So considering all those things, yes, definitely the orders also has to come in with that flow similarly to achieve the targets also.
Good, great. Thank you so much. And I sincerely wish you put a real good sales team in place. Because that looks key requirement. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshan Chandra, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, am I audible?
Hello.
Yes. Just I wanted to, all the answers are already answered, but just wanted to know who are our competitors and how big the market is for our products in terms of how big is our market?
Mainly our competitors are, one is in Gujarat, that is actually Glasscoat. Then one is GMM Pfaudler. And one more is in South, that is Standard Group. So mainly these are our key customer, key competitors, I would say. But if you see, they are way, way bigger than us, what we are right now. Because they are not just into process equipment, so they are into glass lining equipments also. So that's why they are doing a much bigger turnovers also over the years. But with the process equipment which we are doing, we are competing with these three of them morally. With respect to the process equipment, the kind of product portfolio which we have, especially the process, they are not having. Like with HLE or GMM, we are competing with only 3-4 set type of products, not all of them, whereas we have around 10 to 12 products in range.
Okay, and what about the market?
With the 3-4 products which we are manufacturing is definitely, as I told, with the filtered dry segment, we are covering only 40% of that. The others are covered by these 3 of them, mainly HLE, and the rest other 2 are covering it up. But the other equipments, as I told you earlier, we were not targeting much into those orders also, because for us, mainly the filter dryer was the one which was giving the business. But now when the space and everything is getting solved, so definitely the other equipments also will be targeting much, much more, so that we can convert all those orders also.
Just I wanted to know about how big the market is for the other products you just informed me. In it is about 1,000 crore or 2,000 crores.
Process equipment, I would only comment on process equipment, not on the glass lining part.
Process equipment,
I feel it is somewhat around 1,000 to 1,500 crores market, not more than that.
Okay, what we are manufacturing, it's a market of 1,000 to 1,500 crores.
Yes.
And you will
yes.
be achieving 20% of that in FY27.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rohan Prakash Lade, Managing Director from BEW Engineering, for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yes, thank you. In the closing, FY26 marks a period of continuous progress for BEW. Our foundation remains strong, built on engineering excellence, customer trust, and disciplined execution. With our new facilities set to come online and a robust pipeline in place, we're entering an exciting phase of scalable growth. I would like to thank you all for taking time out and attending this call. I am also thankful to each member of BEW, as well as our clients, creditors, bankers, financial institutions, and all the stakeholders. For any further queries or information, please get in touch with our investor relations team. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you. On behalf of BEW Engineering Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.